Blog Talk Radio.
Network. If you want to call me now at 347-989-0761. Now, nature tells us that men are hunters and women are nurturers. There have been cases where men show a more sensitive side and befriend women. Now, this seems like the norm, but some men claim that men only befriend women because they will eventually have sex with them. Could this be a false hope on their part, or can women now have a man of honor when she gets married? What do you feel? Call me at 347-989-0761. Call me every Thursday at 6:30. Tonight we're going to be on for 1 hour because we have so much that we want to talk to you about. Now, before I go any further, the Michael Bazin Book Club is highlighting talented authors across the country. I guess they're picking up on my Literary Ladies project. And so submissions basically right now are on hold, but those of you that are writers out there, if you email bookclubs@minglecity.com and give them some information about what your book is about, I'm quite sure that they will promote what you're doing. But back to the subject. Now, in regards to men and women being friends, Alan Swartz, who has a PhD, talks about this in debt in an article on mentalhealth.net, and he says, are you friends with people of the opposite sex? To clarify this question, let's define what is meant by friendship. According to the Oxford American Dictionary, second edition, a friend is defined as a person with whom one has a bond of mutual affection, exclusive affectual or family relationships. Please note that the definition excludes sexual relations. Men and women experience mutual sexual attraction. Because of the fact of sexual attraction, is it really possible to have a friendship with the opposite sex? Now let's take a look at some of the pitfalls that accompany male-female relationships. In looking at pitfalls or obstacles, he says he's not providing any answers to the question, nor anything of his own recollection or opinion. In fact, he invited readers to let them know what their experiences have been. So I want you guys to call me to let me know what your experiences have been in regards to relationships with men and women. Now, pitfalls to male-female friendships. Number one, from the time of adolescence onward, males and females are drawn to each other because of sexual attraction and curiosity. How do friends draw a distinction between mutual affection and sexual attraction and romance? To make matters more complicated, there is an excellent likelihood that if young and newly married spouses befriend someone from the opposite sex, jealousy, suspicion, and doubt are liable to infect the marriage. Another complication is that those who surround the friends are likely to wink, make jokes, report to the spouse back at home, and otherwise act as though something more than friendship is occurring. What is more damaging than the rumor mill at work or in the neighborhood? How do opposite-sex friends behave when they meet each other? Do they embrace, hug, kiss, or shake hands, or none of the above? If male-female friends hug and kiss, is there a risk that at some point one or the other will misinterpret this behavior? And lastly, if these friends go out to lunch, how does the woman behave with regards to the check once the meal is over? The traditional role of the woman is to be passive, allowing the male to pay the bill and lead the way. Is this appropriate behavior for friends? Well, although these may seem like silly questions, the fact is that the world has changed and social roles have changed and are continuing to change for males and females. For instance, women are now a major force in the workplace, so that men and women have many more opportunities to meet and interact today as compared to 30 years ago. Women are now in professions as psychologists, medical doctors, lawyers, business leaders, on every level and in every way. Women are the equal of men, both in the workplace and at home. Now, I know for a fact that a lot of people state that when a man and a woman hang out together, he either got to be gay or you know, he's really trying to get in her pen. But I can't believe that. One reader said that, and he's a male, he says, I am a male approaching 60, a professional, well-read, philosophical, well-off-settled children and great wife he has. He says he has women friends and school-time male friends as well. I consider a part of my mind very free, like an antenna of a TV radio, receiving all sorts of thoughts, good, bad, sexual, et cetera, et cetera. My friendship with women has been praised as well as looked at with usual doubt. My wife has loved, sort of felt bad sometimes about these friends as well, but still they are family friends. Sex has been kept out thoughtfully, but communication is open and free, keeping respect for each other. In fact, he has never, ever gone to any woman as to say future for sure is not going to be different. I hope we all will live through our lives quite sensibly and maturely, creating no harassment for anyone in our small group. Having even this much is enough to make us fortunate. Long live our nice relationship of need, but not of greed. Now, remember I said that some men can handle this, but there are a lot of women that don't believe that their boyfriends are just friends with other females. I find those women to be a little bit insecure because I have a friend. Okay, I won't mention his name, but technically he is one of the best friends that I have. Matter of fact, I have more than one male friend. I have a few male friends. I always try to keep at least four or five male friends. Why? Because men can deal with you on a different level. It's not about gossip all the time. They can give you confidence. They genuinely can give you good advice without giving you a lot of emotional opinions. And they tend to give you that strength and that confidence that you need and that push. You know, men tend to be a little bit more aggressive in accomplishing, well, not all men, but most men. I won't say all men because there are some men that are very laid back that are envious. But when you have a good, strong male partner in your life, I think that makes everything that you're going through in your life a little better. Now, if you're dating someone and your date and your mate does not appreciate you having a male friend, that means they either have never conquered the friendship realm of having a female friend or they're insecure about your relationship with your friend, because sometimes men and women tend to tell their friends and their mates more than they would tell their lover. So a lot of times people are a little insecure about the relationship based on those merits alone, based on the fact that they don't know as much as the friend does. I think it's just a matter of having communication, trust. You know, there has to be some type of trust factor when you're dealing with relationships, because a lot of times, you know, men, you know, tend to want to look into things more than we do. You know what I mean? Like, we'll say, okay, he's just a friend, blah, blah, blah. But really, is he really just a friend? I'll be right back.
You're ready for me.
I wanna know your name, man. I wanna know if you got a man. I wanna know everything. I wanna know your number and if I can come over and I wanna know what you like. I wanna know so I can do it all night. But you're telling me I'm just a friend. You're telling me I'm just a friend.
Oh baby.
What you all about?
I wanna know
what makes you laugh. wanna know about your man. I wanna know how you move. I wanna know so I can move too. I wanna know, but you're telling me I'm just a friend. Telling me I'm just a friend.
Welcome back to blogtalkradio.com, and the show is called Hear No Evil. Topic for this evening is, can women and men be only friends? Can women and men be only friends? Now, I have an email here from a lady who says that her marriage is breaking up because of her husband's female coworker friend. And let's see if she's leaving her name. She wants her name. I kept that. Okay, she's leaving her name out. Okay, she says, I am in a situation where I have been married a little over 20 years and have trusted my husband implicitly throughout our time together. He started a new job and started vanpooling as we live out in the country. He started vanpooling. Let's think about this for a minute. Because already I'm nervous. You know? Anyway, she says they live out in the country. He started talking about a certain woman who rides the van and works at the same office as him. He always talks about all of the people, male or female, that he works with, and I have never even thought about feeling threatened. Something about the way he kept on and on about this woman for months started to give me a bad feeling in my stomach. He seemed obsessed with her. Okay, so she says she confronted him about it, and he got mad and swore she was just a friend. She said she let it go, but he continued to seem fixated on her life, so she finally told him she was uncomfortable with this friendship he had, and he told her that she was not important and promised his wife he would stop all interaction with her, that he loved her, and it was no problem for him if it made his wife feel uncomfortable. Okay, so the wife says, I believed him in a year past, and we happened to be on his computer together looking something up. Well, he walked away and I noticed he had left his email up, and I saw her name on several emails. Dun, 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 dun. I have never felt the need to look at anything of my husband's because I trust him. Well, I could not help myself because I was shocked and hurt. The emails were him asking her to have lunch and how much he was going to miss her when she transferred, etc. I felt betrayed and confronted him, and he lied at first and said he had lied about it because I wouldn't understand that they were just friends. Now he wants me to meet her to see they are just friends. I am deeply hurt and do not trust my husband anymore. I do love him and do not want to leave, so I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and agreed to meet her, though I am very nervous about it. I keep having second thoughts about this and feel that he knowingly ran the risk of losing me to continue his friendship with this woman. Am I wrong to feel betrayed? You damn right you should feel betrayed. But another thing is, when you go looking for something, ladies, you will find it, okay? Listen, we have a caller on the air calling. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for calling in. How may I help you? Thank you for calling in. Hear No Evil. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Hear No Evil.
Hello. Thank you.
Hi. The topic today is, can women and men be only friends? Caller, what's your opinion?
I feel they can be friends as long as they have an understanding between each other that is purely platonic. So I don't feel like that's a big issue. Should be.
Okay. Did you just hear the email that I read that a woman called in? Emailed me.
I heard partial of it.
Now, in an opinion like that, she didn't want her husband to communicate with that lady friend of his, and he said he wouldn't, but he was still secretly emailing her and communicating with her. What do you think about that?
Well, then the wife should have a definite problem with that, and he has to be honest. If this person is, you know, if the husband feels this person is important to him and to stay in his life, then his wife should know who she is. And also know what's going on between them. And if that's not happening, then he has to kick her to the curb.
Now, you see what you just said? That is 100% right. But look what happened. He only decided to introduce them once he got caught with the emails.
Mm-hmm.
So his wife was not snooping and invading her husband's privacy. She wouldn't have even had known this. So he was wrong for keeping the relationship up anyway. But thank you, caller, for calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay,
bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. Now, see, everyone has a different opinion about whether a man and a woman can be friends. Okay, here's another email. My gentleman friend of 17 years developed a relationship with the director at his bridge club. Okay, these must be older people. Because the game of bridge can be almost an addiction, I had a hard time separating the game from him, from his seeming attracting to the female director. He spoke of her so often and with so much fondness. Initially, I wanted to believe it was mostly about the game. However, after a period of time, it appeared it was equally about her. Of course, he then accused me of being jealous and insecure. Major problems developed. You see, a lot of times women cannot handle men having female friends. And I think what it is because traditionally we were not looked as equal to men. But I'm going to tell you something. I have more male friends than female friends. And I don't know whether it is because I have six brothers and I identify more with male communication, but I just find that it is less drama for me. But I'm going to tell you guys something. There has not been one time in the time that I have had male friends that neither one of these men have made some type of remark as to trying to get with me. Now, I must tell you, the male friend that I have that I've had since I was 15, I dated him for 2 years when we were teenagers. But then he and I, well, actually I left him because, you know, you grow up and you grow apart. But he has been my friend since we broke up, and he's had children, he's had married, he's been married, and you know, I know all about all of his relationships, and it is a situation whereas when we have problems in our own mutual relationships or separate relationships, we tend to tell each other, you know, our issues. Sometimes I forget that he was once my boyfriend as a teenager, but he is one of my best friends. Now, a lot of females can't handle the fact that he and I are friends, and the guys that I've been with were a little suspect that he and I were friends. And I always tell them, listen, he's been my friend before I was even a woman, when I was a teenage girl. So sometimes, you know, friendship is very, 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 very serious to me. Be right back. Trey songs. Listen, I'm getting so many emails about whether or not men and women can be friends. There's one here from a female that says, I don't think it's possible. I'm in the same situation. I live with my boyfriend. We have been together for over a year. Recently, he has started back talking to his friend. He claims her as his best friend. Drawback. Before he met me, they had sexual relations. Dun-da-da-dun. Which bothers the hell out of me knowing she has screwed him on more than one occasion. I try to be cool with it. Hell, I even sent her a message stating that since she is his best friend, me and her should be cool, and she agreed. But in the back of my head, if they ever hang out, I'm always wonder, especially since he works an hour away from our place and she just so conveniently lives down the way from his job. Anytime I hear I'm working late, my mind will forever wonder. I guess I have to be cool about it until further notice. I don't want to dictate his friends, so I guess I'll deal with it until he proves me otherwise. That's a bit touchy there. Well, like I said before, I'm best friends with somebody that I dated, but we were teenagers. Here's another one, Confused by Rachel. My partner is friends with a girl and her brother and have been before we met. He knows I'm not keen on him going out to party or drinks with her, as he had mentioned he thought she was attractive. He still maintains he would never do anything, but still openly tries to organize time for them to catch up. I'm not happy about this, as every male friend I have had always tried to hit on me, and I would feel uncomfortable in spending time with a man other than my partner. I fear this causing a confrontation, and I don't want to be controlling of him, but I just get a bad feeling about it. This may just be jealousy, but it could also be intuition. Is it impossible? No. But is it possible for a man to be friends with a woman? I just don't think it is. Now, see, that was a female. You know, I mean, I need to hear from some guys. Let me see. Uh-oh. Here's another situation. My husband is doing this now. Oh, God. Okay. This lady says, my husband has a friend that is a woman. He said that that's all there is. He left the house at 6 a.m. to go see her, and I rolled by and called to ask why he was there. I have never met her, but I did call her on the phone to ask what was going on. She said nothing but friends. She said she would always answer the phone when he called because he is her friend. She tells him that she loves him, and he even calls her baby in their texts to each other. She says she does love him, but she is not in love with him. Her dad died a year ago, and he is helping her deal with that a lot. They have been talking for about 3 months now. He is upset that I found the text from them on his phone and then called. He said he wants separation papers now. We had been married for 12 years and have 2 kids. This woman has a horrible track record. She was pregnant at 17, then has 2 more kids by first marriage, and while she was still married, got pregnant again by a married man. Her oldest child, who is 16 now, has 1-year-old son. Oh, my God. Whew. So I don't know if it is really a friendship or more. He said we have no friendship and that he is not in love with me, but when he tells me that he loves me. What? Ma'am, if you're listening to my radio program, I think you and your relationship is over. You have 2 kids. You should try and get some therapy. I think you should try and see a marriage therapist. I don't know. That sounds a little suspect. Here's another lady. I have been married for 20 years and I love my husband dearly, but about 2 years ago he discovered a woman who has changed him inside and out. He loves her with all his soul and he calls her his best friend. It has been a grueling ordeal for me. He says he is faithful but that she is a kindred spirit. They spend more days together, and we even move to the city she lives in to be closer to her. Her husband is starting to have problems with their relationship also. I do believe it is platonic, but I think that there's more to being faithful than not screwing another person. If someone else occupies your time, your mind, and your dreams, they are not just a friend, no matter how much you try and justify that they are. You're right. If her husband is feeling something is wrong and you're feeling something is wrong, chances are something is wrong. Be right back.
Another in my life, he's my lover.
You, me, and he. Call me now, 347-989. Call me now. We have a caller on the air. Thank you for calling in. I don't believe that. Hi, you. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Hear No Evil, and the topic tonight is, can women and men be only friends? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay. Thank you.
My name is Shonda Pinky Dickerson. How are you this evening?
Is this the author of Source Boys?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. Let's talk about this.
Can women and men be friends or what?
Yes, they can. Most recent, no. But, yes, they can. If both are mature, they can be friends. I have tons of male friends that we don't share sex or anything. But, yes, we can, you know. If both individuals are mature enough and they know their boundaries, they can be friends.
Okay, so in other words, as a female, do you accept your male lover or husband to have female friends?
Sure. You're one of them.
Come on, I've known him forever, since he was a little boy.
Yes, and he does have female friends, and I have a lot of male friends, and he's very understanding of that, too. I mean, I have more male friends than he has female friends, and at times it becomes a little bother to him, but he accepts it, he's patient, and as long as there's trust in the relationship, this can happen, yes. We need to let these youth know that, yes, you can be friends with a member of the opposite sex without, you know, sweat being shared. Yes, it can happen. I'm all for it.
I'm getting a lot of emails though from women that are having issues, and I mean, if you, it's sad. I mean, I think we have to talk about this on a regular basis because I didn't realize that there were so many women out here that were a little bit insecure about their boyfriends or husbands having female friends. But then again, some of the emails that I'm receiving, I mean, it's a little suspect.
Right.
A lot of these men are doing things behind their wives and girlfriends' back that are causing women to be a little bit insecure. So
have these trust issues. I agree. I mean, it's out there. I mean, it's not, you know, isolated incidents. These women have reasons to be insecure and to feel some kind of way about it, you know?
But sometimes, I'm going to tell you, like men have expressed to me that, well, maybe macho men have said this to me, that when a man is friends with a woman, he it's just a matter of time before he's going to try and get with that woman. So he pretends to be their friend until a weak moment comes along. Do you think that that's right for guys to do stuff like that? I mean, really?
I have to agree, yes. I have to agree. Men, it's a shorter rope for them. It's hard for men to be a female's friend without looking at her in some type of sexual way. Yes, it is. It's harder for them, but it can be done. You know what I mean? I don't know how it's done, but it can be done. I have plenty of male friends, and we don't ever discuss sexual things or anything of that matter. Not that they're thinking it, not thinking it, but it can be done, you know?
Well,
I think it's harder for women. You know what I mean?
I think it's harder for women to have male friends, or harder for women to accept.
I think
men.
It's harder for women to be on the recipient of the friendship because, you know, they're constantly hit on or, you know, flirted with. So it's hard for a woman to maintain that friendship when the man is not sticking to the guidelines of the friendship. So it's
now
harder for a woman to maintain the friendship when a man is looking at her like he wants to do her. But it can be done.
We have several callers on the line. Would anyone like to jump in?
Hello?
How many calls? Is there another caller on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Who am I speaking with?
Who's this?
This is Blog Talk Radio. You calling in? Who's calling? Okay, I guess they didn't have anything intellectual to speak about. Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we get all types. We get all types that call in the show. Sometimes they call in. You know, maybe they need a friend. I don't know.
Exactly. But like you, darling, you have plenty of male friends, don't you?
That's all I have is male friends. I have maybe one or two, you know, female friends that I've known for about 20 years as far as friends, you know. What I consider a friend is, you know, somebody that, like, if I need something, or even if I don't need something, they're just there for you, you know, somebody that will listen to your woe, someone that can help you, you know, not somebody that just to your coattail. That's what I call a friend, you know, somebody
right.
that's in there. But you know, as we mature, we really don't need friends, because you know, when you have a lot of family members and you have a lot of cousins, if they haven't known you for about 20-30 years, I'm a little leery about considering people to be a friend.
Right, I agree.
You know what I mean? If they don't know me, like really know me, like they can't tell me, like, you know, what happened like in the 70s.
I agree. I feel it's hard to meet new girlfriends these days and, like, make the bond stick. I mean.
And they don't promote you as much. They don't push you. You know, if they're having issues in their life, you know, that's negative, they want to make their life more miserable.
They just, misery loves company. You get more girlfriends when you're upset and you're going through things than when you're happy and you're doing something positive. You start to see those friends dwindle off. But those are not true friends. So it's
right.
pretty much a favor when this happens. And as
but
we get older in our 40s, we start to be able to easily recognize these fake people. And, you know, not to get away from the topic, but,
no,
you know,
right.
it's all up to the individual person. I, for one, love my male friends. You know, I'm one that shoots the shit with the guys a lot. I get a lot better feedback from most of my male friends than most of my female friends. I, for one, am all for male and female friendships without
well,
sex.
Well, I am seconding that motion because I do believe that we can be friends. I find that they push you more. They give you that backbone,
yes.
that confidence, and that drive. You know what I mean?
I do.
Like, it's something about them. They have that fighter instinct.
Yes, I
and
do.
And sometimes you need that. You need that push.
Yes,
and that confidence and that build and that backbone to say
yes,
you
yes.
can do it, you can do it, you know, or you're special, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So,
I,
but I want to thank you for calling in, Miss Boss.
Have a good night, Darlene Lewis.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
I'll see you later. Yes, that was Miss Shonda Pinky Dickinson, the author of Sauce Boss, okay? Get that book. See you,
Hello?
Joker. Yes.
Oh.
Yes, that was Miss Shonda Pinky Dickerson. Make sure you get her book at lulu.com, Source Sports, okay? We'll be right back.
Afro.
Yeah, man.
Afro.
Yeah, man.
Brothers be out there doing trash.
No.
Intro, which means
Well, we've come to the end of our show here at blogtalkradio.com, and the show is called Hear No Evil. The topic today was, can women and men be only friends? And they have been some serious emails that I received regarding this topic, and hopefully this issue will be one that we can discuss in the future. It is very important for us to respect each other, male and female. Try to tune in every Thursday at 6:30. Call us at 347-989-0761. Don't forget to get my books at lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. Learn all about the Literary Ladies Tour at futurenetworkproductions.com. Once again, I give my condolences to the Rosario family, former Park employee, and my prayers also go out to Cassandra Rivera, whose son was recently attacked in the Bronx. Our youth, we have to pay more attention to our kids and teach them to love and respect each other. Until next time.
pity on you.